Peter Strada, TSJ Sports. Kyle, other drivers said the PGA 1 wasn't much of a factor tonight. What's your take on it?
Was not much of a factor?
Correct.
Huh. There was definitely way more grip in the middle groove than there was on the bottom groove. You know, the I ran the bottom for much of the night, but I definitely could run faster lap times when I moved up to the middle and ran around the middle. So that was just kind of a protective tool for me when I needed it. Didn't really need it a whole lot, though. So, you know, I felt like for some reason, I'm not sure why the upper groove never came in, though. Like last year, I think I remember we were up against the wall for a little bit of the race, you know, just rim riding, and it never seemed to widen out very much tonight. And I don't know if that was just attributed due to the dirty racetrack up there, because at the start of the race, the track was just kind of had this sandy fuzz to it. It just didn't look like it was safe to go up there, so I don't think anybody ventured up there to get it rolling. And, you know, we didn't have Tyler Reddick in the race tonight to burn it in for us, so or Kyle Larson. But overall, I thought it was more grip.
All right. Well, we have a couple questions on this side of the room. Jerry, go ahead.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. I just predicted you're here after the race, but 5 for 5 for you. How is that personal feel good, or is it a kind of a something you can hang your hat on, something you can brag about? I mean,
sure, all of those things. I wouldn't say you necessarily brag about it, but you know, it's something we set out to do a couple years ago. We just haven't been able to accomplish it. But with Rudy here this year, we had some really fast stuff, and we tuned on it really well in order to get ourselves in position each time. And again, we had fast pit stops. You know, everything had to come together and everything had to align to be able to do what we did here this year with going 5 for 5. So feels good. You know, we won the last race, I guess, I was in last year too, so it's 6 in a row, right? But, you know, it'd be nice to have more opportunities to run more races, I guess, for me anyways, but probably not for anybody else. That's why I'm only allowed 5.
And Brennan said he was trying to wreck you there at the end.
Fantastic.
All right, Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Two questions, Kyle. First, you mentioned the 6 in a row going back to last year. Ties a record that you set back 2013, 2014, but with the fact that you can't run week to week in this series anymore, how tough is it, or is it not, to be able to sustain that level of excellence over a long period of time and having to be in and out of the truck?
It could be difficult just based off of me being in the truck when I am in the truck. You know, we continue to build a good program, and it seems like we can elevate it and continue to elevate it. And then when I get out of the truck, say now in May through the rest of the year, you know, it might taper off just a little bit, because sometimes the other drivers just aren't as experienced as me, and so they tend to kind of lead us in a different direction sometimes, and our setups change. And then when I get in the trucks, it's like I have to reset everything and put it back to the way it should be, where the balance of everything should be, and then they all screw it up again. So, you know, it's just an ongoing battle and challenge with the other drivers. Just, again, they're inexperienced, but overall, that's why I continue to do this, is to continue to kind of baseline and evaluate where our stuff's at and how good it is, and go out there and win.
And for both of you, it had been a while, Kyle, since you had worked with Rudy before this year. What has these 5 races been like this year, you two building that driver crew chief relationship again, and how much fun has it been?
Go for it.
Yeah, I mean,
deep down he hates me.
Yeah, some days. I mean, we're excited about, obviously you're excited to have Kyle Busch in your truck. You know, you have a really good shot to win, you know, and it really was a chance to get our trucks, like he said, tuned up, you know. So, I mean, the 5 races, the hardest part is there's not that many he can choose. You know, like 5 of 23, no, it's really only 5 of maybe 9 races that he's allowed to run, you know. So being able to spread it out so that you could work on the trucks as the rules develop through the year and help the other guys is what we don't get anymore than we used to get, you know. So, you know, and then like you said, with the inexperienced drivers, it's just trying to get them rolling and helping, like we had with Bell and Byron and Jones, is trying to get those guys at the level where they can help get our trucks where they're superior enough. So just trying to get there.
All right. Go ahead.
Mike Massey with FrontStretch.com. Rudy, what's more fun for you,
this opening part of the season where you're just, it's utter domination with Kyle, or the rest of the season where you're working with young guys and trying to get them up to speed, even though it'll have more ups and downs?
Yeah, I mean, it's the fun part of it. It's always fun winning. It's fun competing, you know. So, but the I mean, it's definitely gratifying to get a young guy a win. You know, I've told people multiple times the biggest wins of my career are beating this guy next to me with Bell or Byron or who Gregson last year at Kansas. It's
he'll never forget that one.
Yeah, I mean, kicking that guy's ass is like the greatest thing ever. You know, so that's, and we'll talk about that forever. So, obviously we won't get to race against him, but. We'll get Chandler Smith a couple times. We're getting Christian Eckes rolling at some of these bigger tracks and just trying to teach them how to hopefully be champions for next year. You know, so trying to get a couple of those guys where they're ready for full time and they're ready to win championships. And that's my goal.
And Kyle, once again, you dominated and the next best of your trucks got seventh. So what's that next meeting at KBM going to be like?
I can't beat on them any harder, man. It's tough. It's certainly frustrating. I don't know what else to do, because every week we've got other guys that jump in our stuff and they can't get the full potential out of it at all. And I mean, we were out front by 3.5-4 seconds at times tonight. I mean, hell, I could have made it 8 or 10, you know, and that's just how good, I guess.
We got to get better unloading and being closer baselines like we've been. In the past years, we're not close enough. So that's on us. We got
to
get better.
So what he's alluding to there is like my ability to be able to unload and dissect and work on the truck and make it better for me to be able to get it to where I need it, because I know where I feel like I want it. And the other kids, they just get in it and drive it and expect it to be perfect, and they tune on it, but they kind of sometimes don't exactly know what they're tuning on. And that's why I kept talking about how they lead us in the wrong direction sometimes. And so I don't know. It's frustrating. I don't know what else to do.
All right, Peter, I believe you have a question.
This is a question for both of you. How do you see Greg Biffle running in the 51 at Texas in a few weeks?
If he don't win, he's fired.
Agreed.
I don't know. I think he'll do okay. You know, hopefully just having some, he just needs to show up with confidence and, you know, to be able to go out there and watch the film from the spring race and what we did and review with Rudy and go over the notes and the feel and everything that I talked about. We made some really good notes about all of that stuff. So if he takes the time to be able to focus on that, to be able to just give some effort to it, then I think he'll be successful and he should have a chance to win.
All right, go ahead.
Chris Murdoch, Race Chaser Media. This is for Rudy. What's the most difficult part about having that rotating cast of drivers and kind of being the one to, you know, bring the trucks up and coach those guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's really the starting, the unload setup, you know, just trying to determine, okay, the Kyle's here, you know, and we raced here. Can we start there? Where, you know, where are you going to start for that ever-changing baseline that you unload off the trailer with? Trying to figure that out, you know, and then the next part is thing, and what I think that I do the best thing at is getting to know the driver, how to talk to them, and how to get the most out of each one of those drivers. So I've been doing it with one driver a year, even though they're young. Last couple of years, now I get to do it with a bunch. But it's exciting. I'm excited about it. Even Greg was he's been at the shop and he's all open ears. There's no ego. There's no nothing. He wants to go kick butt. He's ready to absorb everything.
All right. Any final questions? All right, Kyle, one final question. Rudy, you can jump in on this one, too. We mentioned Greg will be in the truck at Texas, and then obviously that starts the triple truck challenge for the drivers there, that whoever wins the race can take home an extra bonus money. How does that play in as far as from the team side? Are you guys excited about that opportunity? Obviously, Kyle, you won't be there.
Is he eligible?
Greg is eligible, yes. Well, yeah. As long as he checks points for...
For trucks?
For trucks.
Well, he should. What else is he doing?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I have three different drivers.
Can you make
drivers.
Sure he checks points for trucks?
Yeah, I think he already did.
Okay.
So. But, yeah, with three different drivers, they can all win 50 grand extra. And my thing is if we win 50, all three as a team, can we get the 500 as a team? I don't have money has to work
that
with
would certainly be
Lamonis
nice.
On yeah, that. The you owner, got higher connections than
the
me.
Owner could take that.
Yeah. All right, well, congratulations, guys.
No, we already got other drivers lined up for the other races. He's thinking that they're all three races are different drivers. So what he's saying is that if every three, if all three win, can we still take home the overall?
Yeah, if the 51 wins all three races. So
yeah, can we take it home as an owner?
Chandler Smith.
Have to call Marcus Lemonis.
We talked a bunch of stuff in Daytona in the driver's meeting. We'll see what happens now.
Yeah, I'll put him on the spot.
All right, guys, congratulations.